Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters. And the first movie is Belle, based on a true story and way back in the day in England. A young girl, she's half black and half white and raised by her white family. And she struggles to understand why she has to be treated so differently and where she really belongs.
What of your mother?
I know very little of her other than the color she has given me.
Then at least you know she was beautiful. Laws that allow us to diminish the humanity of anybody are not laws.
If I had your choice, I would choose the man I loved.
Now, I cannot tell you how badly scarred I am from that horrendous thing they called a movie last year, 12 Years a Slave. So yes, I was dreading having to go to Belle and see yet another slave movie that would again do absolutely nothing to enlighten us or better our society. I could not have been more wrong. This movie doesn't expect anything from us but to watch, be mesmerized, and become part of Belle's life. It gently but surely reminds us how different society was back then, with intolerance and lack of humanity. But it also shows the greatness of some to question the wrongs and step up and follow their hearts and their wisdom to make a difference. Not to be afraid. Be strong and live and love. A couple of things I wish we didn't lose from back then, though. Chivalry, and all those amazing dresses. So beautiful. So in our movie night traffic light, Belle is a green light. Now into a movie with absolutely no intentions at all, it's Blended. Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler are single parents who don't like each other much, and they find themselves on vacation at the very same place at the very same time in Africa, and of course, absolutely nothing goes right.
My name is Jim.
I'm Lauren.
No more dating for me. It's time and money I should be spending with my kids.
Look at that. Africa. Sun, sand, safaris. My boys would give anything to go on a vacation like this.
We are not dating!
My mom is friggin' hot.
Ew! No, not hot.
Ignoring the weirdness.
Okay, so let's review for a moment, shall we? Starting with grown-ups, totally fine if you like pee in a pool kind of jokes. Yeah, funny. Then there's Jack and Jill. If you can't get enough of Adam Sandler, you actually get him twice in that one. No. And how about Don't Mess with a Zohan? Well, completely ridiculous. Enough said. And finally, 50 First Dates. Could have been such a great romance if it wasn't filled with raunchy stupidity, which was, well, stupid. So yeah, it's pretty clear what you're gonna get when you go see this movie. Well, I guess that's okay if you're okay with that. But for me, I think I'd rather say count grains of rice, attempt to memorize the phone book, or even dare I say eat black licorice. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.